Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Luke 1 and 30, and the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, he shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said, Gabriel, how can this be so, seeing I know not a man? He said, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. And the power of the highest is going to overshadow you. And that thing that shall be born, and they shall be called the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen, somebody. God the Father is the ultimate gift giver. God the Father is the, everything started with God the Father, with Him, His only begotten Son. God the Father is the ultimate gift giver in all of the universe, in all of time and eternity. He's the ultimate gift giver. Every good and perfect gift coming down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness or turning. Firstly, talking about spiritual things, James 1 and 12, he said that. God the Father wants to give His people good gifts. Firstly, talking about spiritual things, although He does provide with other things for us. We thank God. Luke 1:11, if a son asks for bread, any of you that's a father, would He give him a stone? If he asks for a fish, would He give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, would He give him a scorpion? If you being evil, if you being in effect and influencer like you are, like human of what you may think, if you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost unto them that ask Him? Ye then, being evil or humans, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give good gifts to them that ask Him? God the Father's desire for man is to give him the kingdom of God. Give himself his father, his husband, and his son, Savior, but also to give him the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God set him in the kingdom of God. Again, God's first priority is spiritual things. First of all, always. It's not domestic, not biological. It's not your occupation, not your career. Luke 12 and 20, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And he said in Matthew 6, 33, seek ye first before healing, food, shelter, anything. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Of course, God the Father gave his only begotten Son. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Through him, we are offered the free gift of God, which is eternal life. From God the Father, through the Holy Ghost, through God the Son, Jesus. For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is a gift. John 4:10, Jesus answered and said unto him, if thou knewest the gift of God, the woman at the well, if thou knewest the gift of God, who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him that he would have given you living water. He'll give you the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38, and the apostle Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 10:45, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came to Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost on the Gentiles. You see? Well, God the Father, Jesus, God the Son, gives gifts among men by the power of his Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Jesus, the Holy Ghost, God the Son, gives gifts unto men, the fivefold ministry, anointed by the Holy Ghost. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts. Amen. Gifts unto man, domains, present. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some pastors and evangelists for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. The marismos is a gift from God to us. the merismos. It's found two times in the New Testament. It's the big thing God does to you. So the merismos is a gift from God. God also bearing them witness, Hebrews 2 and 4, both with signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. That word gifts is merismos, according to his own will. And really the translation, that should have been until the dividing asunder of the Holy Ghost. When he comes, he will divide your spirit and soul apart, asunder. Work on your soul. And when he gets it right, put it back down with your spirit, man, so you can go down the road and not skip like a skipping car. You hear? Gifts, a separation for a distribution is a merismos. To disunite and to differ, to give you something. A separation for something that he gives you what you should be. God displays among us the phanerosis gifts of the Holy Ghost, what people call the nine gifts. No, but the manifestation, singular, but the manifestation, singular, is given to every man the prophet met with all. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning spirits, on and on and on and on. What he was saying, the manifestation of the Spirit comes in nine different ways. It's the manifestation of him in nine ways. I preached on that before. The phanerosis. Where God will come concerning spiritual gifts, pneumatikos, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Also, God bestows upon us charisma giftings. Romans 12 and 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. A charisma, the divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in the life. Charisma. Charisma is a divine unction inside you that you're born with. What you have when you're born. If you go to hell, you still have it. It's an unction that you are prone to think and react like that, and that's the way you do. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Charisma. Charisma, prophecy, giving, serving, all of them, seven of them. So, an apostle, true fivefold spiritual ministry father, also has the vehement gift of giving unction of God the Father to impart spiritual gifts to his sons and daughters from God. For I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that you may be established. In Romans 1:11, we should always earnestly and purely desire the greater gifts that God has offered. They will draw us closer to God. They will purify us and wash us thoroughly. They are designed to be more effective for ministry and in life, but covet the earnest gifts, yet I show you a more excellent way. On and on and on. Yeah, that's love and all that, but the more excellent way of one gift is an apostle.
Yes.
All gifts are from the Father, come from the Father. Every gift he gives is indescribably amazing. In order to be received with thanksgiving, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. God the Father, daily showers of blessing, meets our every need, spiritual, physical, material. God the Father is the greatest gift giver of all times. God does not want us to hide or bury the gifts which he has given us. He does not want us to hide or bury the gifts he's given us. God the Father is always very generously pouring out every kind and every dimension of spiritual gifts to us for whatever reason, to equip us for his calling and ministry that he has set you in. When God the Father entrusts us with any type or level of gift, he expects and requires of us that we use it and multiply it, not hide it. We are not to bury any gift or talent that he has assigned or entrusted to us. Matthew 25:14, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling into a far country who called his servants unto him and delivered unto them his goods. You hear? Our gifts are his goods. They're not our own. They're God's. And unto one is given five talents, to another two, to the other one. To every man according to the several ability, straightway took his journey. And he that received five talents went and traded with the same and made other five talents. This is Matthew 25. Five got five more. And he that had two gained two more also. But the one that received one talent went and digged in the earth and hid the Lord's money. Well, the Lord took that one away from him and gave it to somebody else that had more. We are the light of the world, a city set on a hill. You're the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Matthew 5:14. We are not to hide our light under a bushel. We are to let it shine before men. Matthew 5:15. Neither do men light a candle, put it under a bushel, put under a candlestick or under the house. Let your light so shine that God may see your good works in the Lord. All gifts that God the Father assigns us and entrusts us with are not meant to be buried, are not meant to be hid or hidden, are not meant to be covered up, but they're meant to use and be used and multiplied, shine forth God's glory for ministry increase. So especially God delivers, when God delivers an earth-shaking gift to mankind, He doesn't want it buried. He doesn't want it hidden. He doesn't want it covered up. Instead, God the Father applies the eternal principle. God always sends His messengers to announce and proclaim. God publishes the glad tidings. He announces the glad tidings that He's sending us to change the world. He's an announcer and a publisher. God the Father proclaims, publishes, announces the entrance of His gift into the world. So God the Father wants what He's given to be proclaimed, announced, proclaimed, on and on and on, published. God always sends announcements of important coming events. God is always sending announcements, having messengers publish the tidings, proclaiming the giving of His gift. The Holy Ghost publishes God's tidings. The Holy Ghost goes forth before the Father, begins fulfilling over what God the Father is to move upon. He prepares it. He is the part of God that proceedeth forth, even in front of God, hovers over, broods over, causes trembling, shaking, a very visible effect when He comes, the Holy Ghost. Upon the eve of creation, the Holy Ghost moved upon the face of the waters, announcing God's miracle about to take place. And the earth was without form and void, Genesis 1 and 2. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved, fluttered, shook upon the face of the waters. The Holy Ghost published God's tidings of God the Son at His baptism by descending in bodily form as a dove and accompanying the voice of God the Father, announcing God's gift to the world. And Jesus, when He was baptized, Matthew 6:16, and Jesus, when He was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open, and He saw the Spirit of God descending upon Him like a dove. And lo, the voice from heaven saying, "This is My beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased." God the Father talked and spoke it. He's the number one announcer, publisher of all. And the angels published good tidings at creation, announcing God's miracle of creation taking forth. Job 38:4, He tells it in verse 6 and 7. "Where was thou when I laid the foundation of the earth?" God talking. "Declare unto me if you have understanding. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who hath laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars, the angels sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy." God said, "I started all this before you had any part of it at all." God the Father Himself made His own announcement, published His own tidings when He proclaimed His name before man of God Moses in the cleft of the rock. When there was no one else to make the announcement, God the Father made it Himself. God will always have someone to publish tidings, but this time He did it Himself in Exodus 34:5. "And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with Him there with man of God Moses and proclaimed the name of the Lord." Here the God the Father is announcing, said, "I am He, and this is My name forever." You see? So man of God Moses, I'm giving it to you. Now you go publish it. You go announce it and you publish it. Well, He did. Genesis through Deuteronomy, 5 books of the Bible, right? He did it. Okay. So God the Father Himself made His own announcement, published His own tidings when He proclaimed His name before man of God Moses in the cleft of the rock. When there was no one else to make the announcement, God the Father made Him. He's always looking for somebody to publish it. And the Lord descended in the cloud, stood before Him and proclaimed His name. And the Lord passed by before Him and proclaimed, the Lord God, Yehovah Elohim, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, transgression of sins. But He said that the guilty, he will by no means clear the guilty. If they don't get it right, He won't do it. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the children up unto the third and fourth generation.
Yes, sir.
You hear?
Yes, sir.
Well, the Word of God publishes God's tidings by recording thousands and thousands of prophecies, a constant and ever renewing testimony, announcing God's plans among mankind and all creation. 2 Peter 1:8, "And the voice which came from heaven we heard when we were in that holy mount, but we have a more sure word of prophecy." I heard the voice, He said. We heard the voice of God on the Mount of Transfiguration. But he said, we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. No man came up with it. For the prophecy came not by the will of men, but the holy men of God spoke as they were moved on by the Holy Ghost. Amen, 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 amen. Come on, come on, come on, come on. The heavens above publish God's tidings. They testify of the plans and the workings of God the Father, even though the pure and holy ancient form of understanding God's message is in the heaven. There it is, not talking about corrupt astrology, which can turn into something demonic. Not talking about that. The heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens announce, declare, and publish the glory of God. And the firmament showeth his handiwork. Psalms 19:1. Even the Jewish blessing wish, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, T-O-V, which loosely translated means congratulations or best wishes, acknowledging God's hand in the matter. Well, God blessed them. They did this. God blessed it. Mazel Tov, you know, on and on and on. Strictly translated means God's good stars of God's good constellations. Mazel, I mean stars, constellation, planet, all of nature and creation publish glad tidings. Psalms 88:1-3, O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in the earth, who has set the glory above the heavens. Your excellence, your name, because we've seen it from the heavens. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, you publish all that and show it to us. God always sends forth an announcement and an announcer. He always sends forth an announcement and an announcer to publish it. An announcement and an announcer. The Christmas story is full of announcements, publishing the tidings, proclaiming the gift that God the Father is giving, the miracle he is sending to change the world. Again, the Christmas story is full of announcements and announcers and publishing. The Christmas story is full of announcements, publishings, the tidings, proclamation, the gifts that God the Father has given, the miracle that is sent to change the world. Prophet Isaiah's prophecy published God's tidings that John the Baptist would later fulfill, announcing the future coming of God's gift to the world, him, his son. All right. Isaiah 40:1-2. So who's talking about John the Baptist? Comfort ye my people, saith God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her. Let her know her warfare is accomplished. Her iniquity is pardoned and she'll receive double of her sin. On and on and on. I'm going to bring a change to it. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, John the Baptist. Prophesied by prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for God. So prophet Isaiah he's announcing. He's hearing the announcing and he's the announcer, you see it? And even published it so we can read it by the Holy Ghost. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And he said, I'm the voice of one that crieth in the wilderness in John 1:23. So you get over here. So Isaiah prophesied it. You get over to the New Testament in John 1:23. And he said, I'm the voice of one that crieth in the wilderness. John the Baptist said, I am he. Here I am. I'm the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as was said by prophet Isaiah. And the glory of God shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, because the mouth of the Lord has spoken this. John the Baptist would be the voice, the announcer of the announcement in the wilderness, announcing, proclaiming, publishing God's great gift, Jesus coming to the earth. Matthew 3:1-4. In those days, John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, the kingdom. For this is he that was spoken by prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord. There is. He said, I come and proclaim what prophet Isaiah said, saying that I'm coming. Here I am. God always sends an announcement and an announcer. Always. Archangel Gabriel, the messenger angel, published good tidings to priest Zechariah, announcing God's coming gift to the earth. Luke 1:5, down through here a long ways, in the days of Herod, king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Arabia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking all the commandments and ordinances before the Lord, very blameless. And they had no child because Elizabeth was barren. And they both now were well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, burning incense before the veil, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went up into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without the time. They're outside. They can't go in the holy place where he was at that time. They're out there praying when he goes in. Because it's a very reverent thing. They won't know if their priest is alive, and he'll come back. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. And if the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard. Thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John the Baptist. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice in his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord." Here's the angel of the Lord announcing this announcement. "He shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb." No wonder he kicked in there, filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. "And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go forth before them in the spirit and power of Elijah." You hear it? Elijah. "To turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Right? Malachi talked about the last two verses in the book of Malachi. So priest and prophet Zechariah said unto the angel, and the angel answers him back. And Zechariah said to the angel, "Whereby shall I know this will happen? You will give us a son. For I'm an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years." She couldn't conceive now. Messenger Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel, who stands in God's presence, was sent directly to tell these glad tidings announcement. And the angel answering and said to him, "I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb." I'm going to cause you not to speak. "And not be able until the day these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my word, which shall be full in their season." So he didn't totally believe at that time. God struck him dumb. Amen. Couldn't talk for all those months. "Thou shalt be dumb, not be able to speak until the day these things were performed, because thou believest not my word, which thou shall be full in the season." And the people waited for Zechariah. They're standing without. He's in the Holy of Holies, in the Holies there. And marvel that he tarried so long in the temple. They wonder what's going on in there. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. Can't talk. So he said, what did God say? He can't talk. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. He did this, but couldn't talk. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. When he did his course in the temple, he went on to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months because she was espoused to him, right? They were married. They're actually married. But she hid herself. "Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. Now I'm not barren. I have conceived." God always sends forth an announcement and an announcer. Archangel Gabriel published good tidings to Mary, announcing God's coming gift to the world. Well, he brings a lot of announcements, isn't he? God's faithful messenger, Archangel Gabriel, was then sent to announce the coming of Jesus to Mary. In the sixth month, Luke 1:26, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin, espoused to a man, whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored among women. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, Gabriel, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation should this be. Archangel Gabriel publishes God's tidings, announcing God's coming gift to the world. Luke 1:30 on down, and the angel said unto her, if you're not Mary, thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, King David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto him, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? I've never known a man. How can this be? He answered in Luke 1:30, and the angel said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, the husband of God. Got to have a husband to get conceived. God the Father and God the husband is going to come upon her, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Overshadow thee, come upon thee, be over thee, right? The power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month with her who was called barren. So now Elizabeth, right? Zacharias, wife, she's conceived. She's already 6 months conceived here. For with God nothing shall be impossible. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. In other words, Lord, you said it, so behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her, said, oh, you've got it now. He said, I'm gone. Amen. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country to haste. She said, I better go see Elizabeth, see what's happened to her. And entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. Hello, greetings. God always sends forth an announcement, an announcer. Elizabeth published God's tidings to Mary. So she gets there to see Elizabeth. So God's going to announce something through her to Mary. The Holy Ghost published tidings announcing God's coming gift to the earth. And it shall come to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost too, right there. Hallelujah. She'll fill with the Holy Ghost. Boy, there's a whole lot of leaping going on. It came to pass when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, Mary. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb. She's announcing. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? God has sent the mother of my Lord to me. Mary, the mother, the human mother of the Lord coming into the earth. All God and all man. Whence is this to me that the mother of the Lord hath come unto me? And lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for thou shalt be a performance of those things which shall be told her from the Lord. Announcement, announcer. Gabriel announced it. Mary announced it. Elizabeth announced it. God always sends forth an announcement and an announcer to bring it. Amen. You see that, everybody? Hallelujah. Praise God.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.